Current state on WKAR. This week, the 7th Art Prize competition in Grand Rapids gets underway. The event draws hundreds of thousands of visitors to Grand Rapids every year to see works from all over the world. And those visitors also have a say in who wins the prize money. Current state's Scott Pohl is here with a preview. And Scott, can Art Prize get any bigger than it already is?
You know, Melissa, I'm not really sure about that. There's only so much room for the artwork to be seen at a large but limited number of venues. And you have to think that Grand Rapids is close to maxing out on Art Prize. As long as you're willing to brave the crowds, you'll certainly see some beautiful and some challenging works. We'll post images from last year's winners to WKAR.org. I got the lowdown from Exhibitions Director Kevin Beist, who helps me detail the explosive growth of Art Prize.
Art Prize is, based on a very simple set of ideas. The first is that any space in downtown Grand Rapids can host artwork, everything from city parks to bank lobbies to art museums, and anyone in the world can sign up to be an artist. And anybody who shows up can help vote on the winner through a simple, free public vote. So when Art Prize began, that was pretty much it. I mean, that still was a whole lot of work, obviously, to pull all that off. And we built a technology platform that enabled all of that and that enabled artists and venues to hook up and find one another. And all of the exhibitions within Art Prize are independently organized. So each location is going through the work of selecting which artists they're going to show. And then our public vote is entirely digital through text, web, and mobile apps that we create.
You know, I looked at some statistics from 2009, the first year, and compared them to the expected statistics this year. 300 or 400 more entries than there were in that first year. Venues, yep. about the same, about 160 different venues. But visitors, visitors way, way up. You started at about 200,000, which was outstanding for a first-year project, I would think.
Yeah, definitely.
Last year, 440,000 visitors saw Art Prize. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's the most attended on a per-day basis. It's the most attended art event of its kind in the world, according to the Art Newspaper, or it was last year. So, even back to that 2009, that attendance really, really blew us away back then. I before helping start Art Prize, ran a small university gallery downtown, and so I thought I kind of knew what to expect. I thought I knew what a busy night was on an opening, but I really had no idea. The response was immediate and really overwhelming and positive. And we talked to lots of people who live in the suburbs and on the outskirts of Grand Rapids who hadn't been downtown in 20 or 30 years, and suddenly, like, Art Prize was this reason to rediscover their city.
440,000 visitors last year. Do you think you have a shot at 500,000 this year?
It's possible. I mean, you start to hit certain limits when your hotels get booked and things start to get really crowded. But we're just going to have to wait and see.
Now, Art Prize has prize money for artists, and it's interesting, I think, that the juried prizes and the prizes that are awarded based on the vote of attendees are the same. The grand prizes are $200,000 and other prizes are $12,500. Where does the money come from?
Art Prize is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we have a whole variety of funding sources. The majority of our funding comes from a long list of corporate sponsors. Some of those are locally based international corporations, and there's also some that are national and international corporations that are not locally based, like Delta Airlines and Honda and things like that, who are helping support the event. We also get funding from a lot of foundations, since some of those are locally based and some are not. And then we also have individuals at all levels, including a two-level individual membership program, much like a museum or certain other events that have membership programs. And, and for a small annual fee, that comes with certain perks for those fans of the event.
Art Prize opens in Grand Rapids on Wednesday. We're talking with Exhibitions Director Kevin Beist. With around 160 venues in a 3-square-mile area, there must be venues that aren't your typical art gallery. Can you tell me about the role of the venues that that are part of Art Prize that aren't used typically to displaying art?
Yeah, and there's a huge variety there. I mean, we have, you know, bars and restaurants are always popular locations, and those business owners are happy to take on a little extra work and work with artists and install artwork. They enjoy the foot traffic, and they like to be a part of the event. There's also a number of churches and other places of worship. Even things like lobbies of hospitals have gotten involved. We've had a couple of over the years, like an auto body shop, a laundromat, all sorts of different locations, it can be a little hard to see, but I think that over the years we've seen this a really great benefit and a lasting legacy of Art Prize is that all of these business owners are getting out of their comfort zone and collaborating with artists. And that's a challenge, but it's a very good, productive challenge for these businesses to start to just think about things differently and break out of their daily routine and try to figure out how to make an artist's exhibition successful.
Controversial artworks have been not unusual at Art Prize. This year, I understand that Atlanta-based artist Nabil Moussa entered a piece called Paradise, Built on the Bones of the Slaughtered, and it features burned religious texts, including the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah. He reportedly has said that his work isn't a reflection of religious anger, but is rather an expression that people don't apply what these books tell them to their lives. What's the status of that entry?
So the status of that entry was it was originally slated to be installed at the city hall, and the city-owned venues, most of which are parks, but also include City Hall, they have kind of a unique status because we work with the city to hire independent curators to curate those spaces, and we've set up a process whereby those curators make suggestions about what they'd like to install in the venue that they're working with, and then the city, of course, needs to approve those suggestions before those arrangements can be finalized. In that case, that review process got just behind schedule. There was just a couple of misses in sort of getting information to the right people on time. And so when the city did finally have a close look at it, they declined to take that curator's suggestion to exhibit that. So now it's in the process of trying to find another spot to show. And normally, you know, like the artists jockeying for positions and venues happens in May and June. But, you know, this is sort of a special case because a few details fell through the cracks in that review process. And so the city's kind of, you know, working to play catch up and make sure that everything's on the up and up before installs begin. But the process of an artist, you know, wanting to show at a particular venue and then that venue declining that request is really part and parcel to the entire event. I mean, the Grand Rapids Art Museum, for example, you know, they'll usually show between 10 and 20 works, and during that connections process, they get well over 1,000 requests. So particularly high demand venues, it's not only their prerogative, but it's really a necessity of them to be choosy, you know. And so that selection is just a part of the nature of the curation that each space is doing. And it's not, it's based on a whole bunch of factors about whether or not people want to show a work.
Art Prize Exhibitions Director Kevin Beist is our guest on Current State. Art Prize opens on Wednesday in Grand Rapids. What's your advice to out-of-towners who want to see Art Prize? Days of the week, maybe, where works are more accessible than others? Specific locations that you think people should make a point of visiting? What kind of advice do you have?
Boy, there's no wrong way to do it. But, you know, the first weekend is always just hopping. And so if you want to avoid big crowds, avoid that weekend. If you're excited by the energy of it, come the first weekend. So that's sort of two pieces of conflicting advice. A really great place to start your Art Prize experience is the Art Prize Hub, and that's our headquarters space. It's where our official retail store is. You can register to vote here, and then we also are displaying last year's winner, grand prize winner, which actually won both the public vote and jury grand prize top prizes, which is unprecedented. It's a piece called Intersections by Anila Kayum Agha. It's a great place to sort of begin your art prize experience, pick up your guidebook, pick up your map, and then you can kind of head in any direction from there and find all kinds of stuff.
Aside from the possibility of prize money, what do artists get out of being part of Art Prize? Can they sell their work on site?
They can, yeah, they can. And a lot of artists sell work. It's it varies year by year and depending on venue and things like that, but between 20 and 25% of artists sell their work. Which is reasonably high, considering that it's not an art fair. You know, we didn't really design the event to necessarily facilitate sales, but we're really happy when artists can sell their work, because that's a form of support and it helps keep the event sustainable from an artist's perspective. So sales are a big thing. The other thing is it's just building lasting relationships with other artists, with the public, with institutions and venues, and we've seen a lot of really great collaborative relationships begin at Art Prize and then go on to do interesting things in future Art Prizes and in other projects.
Art Prize starts on Wednesday and runs through October 11th at venues all over Grand Rapids. We've been talking with Art Prize Exhibitions Director Kevin Beist. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.